From the front line.
It's not going to work, man.
From the tailgate. Representing KTYR and its stakeholders. We are the Forum for the Fans. The Bleed Blue Show. Flying solo, here's your host, Steve.
Yeah, we are the Forum for the Fans. The Bleed Blue Show season opener versus the New York Islanders. The Blue Shirts lose by a score of 4-0. BleedBlueShow.com is our website. Audio archive episodes, of course, on iTunes, Podcast Republic, TuneIn, Stitcher apps, Google Podcasts, Apple Podcasts, so on and so forth. We'll get into all the points. The Islanders pretty much sealed this deal in the first period, and it was pretty much cruise control ever since period number one for them. This wasn't really no surprise to me, because this is really the first game action period, preseason, regular season, no matter how you look at it. And we know that the Islanders are a very strong core of a team, a team that went to the conference finals last year, a stupendous head coach. But there's a lot of points. Keandre Miller, Jack Johnson tonight, the penalty minutes, the Shesterkin, and him being on an island on half the night, it seemed. But the Islanders were really defensive-minded tonight. It was really struggle to watch, because we know they're a sound team, and that's what makes it so – you couldn't appreciate good, tough defensive hockey, but I hate it to be them. But anyway, Ranger Proud, of course, Rider for Forever, Blue Shirts, Empire Sports Media, Downtown Sports Media, everything, Blue Shirts, Rangerstown, and so on and so forth. Rangerstown was in a frenzy, man, especially with some of these ref calls. It was going off. That means hockey's back, RP. What's going on, man?
Hey, how's it going? Yeah. Hockey was on. Hockey Twitter is Rangers Twitter is Rangers Twitter. What are you going to do with that? The Rangers didn't lose the game because of the officiating, so why even bother having a conversation? They showed why they're the youngest team in the NHL. A lot of nerves, a lot of unsteady play. The game, like you said, started out really quick. Less than 3 minutes in, and Brock Nelson scores. Shesterkin looked rusty and nervous early on in the first period until he settled down. Lafreniere, I thought, played well his first game. First game since what? Last March. The same for Keandre Miller. So there was a lot of rust. The 2 week training camps for the Rangers, being as young as they are, just wasn't enough time to really develop and get a feel of who your players are and so forth. This is going to be a little bit of learning by fire, I want to call it, because it's going to be a tough go over here for a little while to get their feet stable and all. So, but Steve, the first thing they got to look at, you can't take 8 penalties. Just way too much. Way too much.
Real slot.
I mean, it's just a killer against the Islanders. They're a good team like that can, make you pay, and they did tonight. The Rangers couldn't get any goals, and they only needed one. They got 4. But it was just a tough night. It was great to see hockey back. Don't put too much into the loss. I mean, of course, you want to build and develop. You don't want to get into these losing streaks, and they're not there yet. But it, like you said, it really wasn't a surprise. I thought we would have scored a couple of goals. I don't like that. The big guys didn't get on the board. But it was funny, after the second period, I was watching the in-between intermission report with Steve Alatek. And at that point, the Rangers, I think, had 21 shots on goal. I think it was 21-21. But the Rangers only had 2 high-quality shots.
Right. That's the key right there.
You know what happens when you get only low-quality shots? You lose. If you really think about it, they didn't have a lot of prime A quality shots. I didn't think the Rangers
drove
to that. Other than Lafreniere, believe it or not, he had a couple of really good times when you saw him like poking and going where he thought the puck would be, which is, the goal scorer knows how to do that, and it was great to see that. But they didn't really have some of those chances that you would think Panarin would have and Vanajar would have. They had some shots here and there, but nothing you can really. They didn't make the goalie work hard. There were no rebounds. They didn't
Correct.
Make him work at all. I mean, they had a lot of shots, but they were perimeter shots. Look at the power plays. The Rangers had 3 power plays. You would have thought they would have had more shots, high-quality shots on that. So there's a lot to work on. There was a lot going on. There was some bad luck. Not many of us are Jack Johnson fans, but, you know, he started off with an early penalty. They score a power play goal. He goes to peel the puck, hits the linesman. They score another goal. It was just one of those nights for him. Myself, personally, I thought Brendan Smith would have been in a better spot, especially with D'Angelo, because you have to sort of balance that. You know, D'Angelo couldn't play with Trouba, so they had to put him down to the third pairing because you don't want to bring up Fox and Lindgren. So now he's got to play with Johnson, and I don't know if the game plan for the New York Rangers going into this was to have Jack Johnson play 20 minutes tonight. I don't know. I mean, it could be me. Maybe I don't know. He played 20 minutes. D'Angelo played 18:43, but D'Angelo had the double minor. And if I'm right, I didn't get the post-game stats. If I'm right, he did not play much after he took the double minor penalty.
No, he did not. He did not after that double minor.
So,
no, he didn't.
So that's what happened. And then K'Andre Miller got back in the line because they sort of sat him a little bit towards the middle of the second and the third. He still managed 14 minutes, 13:59. In his first game in the NHL and all, that's nothing to be ashamed about. So, you know, he looked a little off pace tonight, Steve. The game, to me, the game was a step faster than he was. But remember, when you come into the NHL as a defenseman, it's really tough. When you're a forward, you make a mistake, your defensemen are behind you. When you're a defenseman, you make a mistake, you got to hope Chesterkin can come up big, and that didn't happen tonight. So, I mean, all in all, Miller was only a minus one, considering everything. It's a huge, huge learning curve. No one, I don't think we can say anyone played great. I don't think anyone had a, you know what I'm saying? It's hard to look at. Fox led the team on the blue line.
I was going to say, I mean, they played okay, but the Islanders are just more sound tonight. It's a veteran team. They've been for the last couple of seasons, so I'm not surprised. You know what I'm saying? Like, we're going to see this team, what, 8 times this year in the 56-game schedule? So, I mean, it's just got to get familiar with them. You know, we may, you know, rack up a couple of wins, you know, at some point. Because, I don't, no fans, this is neutral ice. To me, all these games are going to be neutral ice. So, your point about K'Andre Miller and, you know, I'm not worried about him, honestly. He had that bad shift when Anders Lee, if I'm not mistaken. He had the turnover. He got caught in the bad shift, and then he got, you know, that minus one you were talking about. It was off a 2-on-1 because he thought the player was going to the bench. I think it was Anders Lee, if I'm not mistaken, and he did not, and he got baited into that. As far as the turnover and had to get back on ice, and he didn't play the puck, and Shesterkin got beat, and that made it 2-0 at that time. Because the first goal, I think, it was the power play goal by Nelson, like you said. I mean, it's a sound team. You hate the fans, and we get that. But with K'Andre Miller, he did some things even in his 15 minutes that I definitely like. He skates deep, man. I mean, we're going to see a lot of that this year if they keep him in the lineup. There's little things I did like from his game. He has some escapability to him, too.
Yeah. I think he played – I don't think he played horrible. I don't think they played – people are putting down, oh, they look horrible. Listen, I don't think the Rangers played horrible. I think they had a horrible first period. They had a horrible – what was it, a minute and 17 seconds or something it was, a minute 27 seconds when Nelson and Anders Lee scored those two quick goals. After that, they kind of settled down. After the first period, they settled down. But, you know, people are looking at the overall play of it. It was the first game of the year. Win or lose.
Right.
I mean, I'd be happy if I win 4-0. Absolutely. But it's 55 more games to go. You're not going to win, make or not make the playoffs off tonight's game. You just want to get better. You want to build.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to be the first thing. And now we've talked about this, too, that not a lot of time, practice-wise, to correct a lot of these things. The Rangers have a favorable schedule this month before it really, really gets hectic. But the one thing they got to fix right off the bat, Steve, they got to stay out of the penalty box.
Oh, man, that
you
was
just can't give these teams
part.
16 minutes of power play time.
Now,
it's almost an entire period shorthanded. I don't.
Right. But here's the thing.
You got to be smarter. And they were lazy penalties. They were trips. They were hooks.
The lazy penalties, RP. I'll say this, though. Even though I hate that we took a lot of penalties tonight, the penalty kill was pretty good tonight, though. I hate to say like that.
Oh, sure.
They were
too
first.
The Islanders were too first.
I'm trying to look at the silver lining of this. Yeah, the penalty kill was very good. If we can pick areas of improvement, I like the fact how Kreider played on a PK tonight.
Well,
I like how they put
Kreider great on the penalty kill. Something they never did before. They want the penalty kill to be more aggressive, especially with Shesterkin, because they feel when a team dumps it in, unlike when previous goalies and Lundqvist and Richter, this kid can use a stick and he can get the fuck out. So they're looking they're looking to try to take advantage at a disadvantage. So you're 100% right in that. I mean, it's something Ranger fans have never seen, really. Kreider was great on the penalty kill. I really like
his
aggressiveness. They need someone replace Fast. Because people cannot grasp what Fast they want with his hands, this and that. Fast was some penalty killer, and he was here a long time. Now they need to find that next guy.
But when we were talking in the off season, when we said, okay, Fast is moving on, who's going to replace that? Never had I thought using Kreider in that situation.
Nope.
I didn't think they would even think of that. I haven't seen no writer write about that, a blogger or beat writer.
We
have
heard
really
about
creative.
It. You know,
I liked it.
There was no, with no exhibition games and video, they really, MSG didn't do much for the fans in the 2-week training camp. So they didn't really talk about Kreider. You know, Buchnevich played on a penalty kill tonight too a lot. And I thought he looked pretty good out there too. So, I mean, Kreider I thought was liked out better than everyone on a PK, without a doubt. But there was a lot. You're right. There were some good things that came out of the game. They'll regroup. Lafreniere will be more comfortable. Miller's going to be more comfortable. You know, it's a big thing for Shesterkin too. He comes in knowing that he's replacing Henrik Lundqvist. Last year it was different because Hank was there. If you think about it, this was his first game without having a mentor or the guy he looked up to sitting across on the bench if he had an issue or problem, support. It was a different game for a multiple of reasons. So.
But RP, I got to say this, man, and I know the Islanders won the game score-wise and pretty much outplayed the Rangers, but taking away that goal, it could have made it 3-1. I mean, not to say that we would have came back, but it would have made things a lot different where the Rangers did score and scored a goal and the refs blew the whistle too fast. You know, that game should have been 3-1. Who knows where the game could have been? It could have maybe cut to 3-2. Who knows? But
The
fact that the refs did what they did on that. And now, and then, of course, we saw the other way where Quinn had to challenge it with the goalie interference to take the goal back. But, yeah, I think they got burnt on that. I mean, I'm not saying that we would have won, but I would like to see how things, in different circumstances, going down 3-1, then 4-0.
Yeah, I hear what you're saying with that one. You know something, once the referee loses sight of the puck, he's got to blow the whistle. Trouba took the first shot. It didn't go in. There was a scramble in front. Once he's going to the replay in that instance, I thought was ridiculous because they all knew the first initial shot did not go in the net. Once he's going to blow that whistle, he's going to blow that whistle, whether the puck goes in or not. It's an out for the officials, too. I understand that. But once that guy is saying in his head, okay, I'm blowing the play dead, the play's dead. There's no other way around it. It's a crap luck. He blew the whistle. Did he blow it too fast? Once you can't see it, you're supposed to blow the whistle. So it would have made a difference. Maybe it would have gave them some momentum, but they just didn't seem to be, they weren't able to get a good, clear, crisp shot on goal. Maybe once or twice, but on a consistent level, like, you know, we saw it towards the end of last season. And, of course, it was a lot of time off, and there was a lot of issues to it, but I don't know. That one didn't bother me. As much as at the end of the second period when Lemieux got punched in the head and they called us for embellishment.
Oh, man.
I mean, there's no way he was in that scuffle, gets hit in the side of the head and fakes it. It's just – but the problem is Lemieux has the reputation.
Yeah.
These are the things you got to put up with. You know what I'm saying, Steve? These are the goods and the bad kind of days that you're going to have to just deal with sometimes. But that was, to me, that call was worse than the whistle call on the – on the Trouba play. That I, you know, I just totally disagreed with. But what are you going to do? You want to know something? The referees, if the referees are bad, they're bad on both sides normally. The Rangers just had an off night to start. You know, we were all hyped. That doesn't always happen. You get all hyped up and waiting for this game for, since they got knocked out of the playoffs in the summer. And then they come and they lay a duck here. It's just horrible. But
it's a good defensive team. Good. Man. The Islanders are a solid defensive team. They sound
offensive.
They got
Saturday, and they're going to come right back.
They're not an easy.
There's not a lot of time off.
At all. Right. RP, before I get back to my point, I want to read off Scott's. He couldn't make the episode tonight. Scott wanted to say, he said, first game, no big deal, moving on. But I did say this afternoon, didn't like the lines. Kreider needs to earn top six, too lazy. Zibanejad and Panarin were electric last year together. First line should be Panarin, Zibanejad, Buchnevich. Second should be Kreider, Strome, Kako. I do like Hedo playing with Lafreniere, and I think the third line had a lot of potential. I know it's asking a lot out of Lafreniere, but if he's legit early on, make the second line him, Hedo and Kreider. And I also warned this morning from my Penn fan friends about Jack Johnson. Oh, yeah, Jack Johnson had a rough first period. Then I know I think he had to take some minutes out of Keandre Miller's pocket, because I think it was more of a teaching moment than anything, because, you know, Keandre Miller kind of struggled a little bit, but that's definitely correctable stuff. But let me say this, RP. You know what I thought I saw interesting, man, when the Rangers first went on their first power play? You know, I know this is the regular season game number one, right? But I really thought it was interesting. They really went with the young core for the first power play unit. Like, I don't know what Quinn was thinking about that. You know, he went with if you remember the first power play when Bailey put the hold on Buchnevich, that first power play unit was Lafreniere, Kako, Fox, Hedo, Buchnevich. Like, it wasn't your Panarins and Zibanejads and your Kreiders, you know, the normal guys. The point is, why play around with this? This is not preseason. You know, like, you're already down in the game. These games count. Like, I didn't understand why tinker with going for a young power play. And I even heard Sam Rosen, when I saw it initially, then Sam Rosen had mentioned it. And he said something about that. Well, did you have any thoughts on that? What's up?
I didn't mind it. I think if you're going to tinker with things, and do it early in the season and try to figure it out. You have to remember, he really, and when I say him, Quinn, because there was no preseason games, he really didn't get to see what he has. You know, playing against your own players, your own teammates for 2 weeks straight, whether it's an exhibition game or not, after a while it gets flat. It gets really flat. And if you look at some of the scores at the NHL, you saw that. Some teams did really well, some teams really struggled. I think he needs to use the first 3-4 games to truly evaluate what he has. Can these guys handle this? Because it's totally different to play the New York Islanders tonight than when they had their exhibition game last Thursday night against each other. There's no way the intensity was the same. The hitting, the speed, there was so much difference. So them putting those guys on that power play unit, I had no trouble with it. I had more of a trouble that he started mixing the lines up again a little bit too late, but too early in the game. And back to the gentleman that gave you the questions that you just read.
Yeah, Scott. Yeah.
If he paid attention, he got to see everything he wanted, because they did move Kreider off the top line and move Panarin up and put Kreider with Kako. And then they were moving guys all over the place. And then he went back to the lines and started again. So I think he was just trying to find things throughout the game. I don't want to say he gave up, but once you 10-minute mark, 15-minute mark out of the third period and you're still down 4, he was going to start to move things around just to see if he could get something jump started.
Oh, I get that. That part,
you know,
I get. But when you're still down,
I didn't have any trouble with him doing it. I was a little shocked
about that.
I just think he needs to see what's going on. I don't think he was able to. I really don't. I think for the Rangers, when you're the youngest team in the league, training camp and preseason games were huge not to have. With the Islanders, when you have practically all veterans and guys that have played, that's no big deal. I've been there before.
Right.
Here,
right.
I think that was a big difference too. And I think Quinn and the coaching staff are like, well, let's try this, let's try that. It's one game. You know, you don't have to worry about the fans booing and looking like, yeah, you don't give a damn or whatever. He's going to have to use the first couple of games as preseason, whether we like it or not. Now,
yeah, see, I'm glad you said that. I'm glad you said that because I was going to ask you that. You think the first two, three games is going to be pseudo preseason games, even though these games count? And I guess you're answering the question right now. Yeah, I was going to bring that.
Well, I don't think he's going to be as patient if they were preseason games, like you saw today when Miller made a couple of mistakes early. Now, look, Miller hasn't played a hockey game since last March. He played in college. Now he's playing against the best professional athletes in the world. There's a huge learning curve. So I don't – if he makes a mistake, I would rather him talk to him and put him back on the ice. Just my opinion. I don't think setting him for long stretches
right.
to make him watch. The kid knows he's made a mistake. It's his first game.
Yeah.
A little bit of leeway. But I don't think you can be that patient the first five games of the season. Because if you go 1-4, you already lost 8 out of 10 points. It's going to be weird. But you're going to hit the 45-game mark, almost the halfway mark of a regular NHL season by the end of next week. So there isn't really that luxury to say, I'm going to be patient.
You don't have that breathing room.
But
yeah, if you treat it like preseason, no, you're making great points because you can only treat it as such a preseason game, but so much because you only have 55, 56 games. that's nothing
right.
in the NHL season. That's really nothing, and it's really nothing. This is another thing. This is league wide. There's going to be a lot of fraud teams that's going to make the playoffs. Meaning. It's really over 82 games. You know who is who and what is what. 56 games, maybe an average team catch fire and really didn't go through the grind of an 82-game season. And they may make the playoffs because of the shortened season, of a condensed season. We're going to see a lot of that on both conferences. So, I mean, like I said, there were some good things I did like tonight. Being realistic, you would like to see a goal score. You're right. But these things are correctable. I'm not really worried, honestly.
Uh-huh.
You know, the line changes early on in the second period. Quinn was reaching, man. I mean, he had the line out with Lafreniere and Kako and Hedel out there. And I didn't think he was going to see that.
You know something?
That
was three first-round draft picks skating together.
Right.
I actually like that line. I think they both fed off it. You know something? Kako's just scared to shoot the puck. And, you know, he had one chance today. He got blocked.
Did you see that misdirection he had? You saw that misdirection he had from Adam Fox? Did you see that misdirection? He had a great op. Remember, we were talking about there weren't a lot of great opportunities tonight, but he had one of them.
It's just weird. It's just, he needs to get it going. And I know it's only one game, but they really need what he can produce. They need what he's supposed to do. So I wanted, but I really enjoyed that line. I thought that was a line that you might look at down the road and say, wow, if you got to change some lines up, those three guys can really skate. And Hedel is a good hockey player. Hedel's going to set those two guys up. And the one thing I took out of tonight, Lafreniere is very confident and comfortable with the puck on a stick.
He was.
And I like that. His first game, you want to know, because he's just going to get better. And
but
I,
you know
like
what? Also, at the same time, they were ready for him, man. The Islanders did not want him to go off in that first game. They had Islanders guys all over him. Even he showed comfortability. They had at least two guys in his vicinity at all times. Like he was not skating free like he was juniors. He was not skating free.
But I tell you what. The same thing happened with Jack Hughes last year, with Kaapo Kakko last year. This is the NHL. These guys, they're on we could say Jack Johnson's a lousy hockey player. The guy can play hockey and can skate. We just don't like him. There were no slouches in the NHL. They're going to be gunning to the young guy. But, you know, from everything we've read and you saw, and even tonight, Lafreniere is going to get to that level and beyond and be a solid hockey player. Everyone's got to give him patience, though. It can't be, let's put him on the first line tomorrow. Let's put him on the second line tomorrow. He needs to earn a little bit of his ice time. He needs to learn a little bit to see what's going on when he's on the bench, watching the game as important as when he's on the ice. Because the game, he has said it, the game is a lot faster. It just is a lot faster. And there's no space. The hitting's harder. There are better skaters on defense than he's played against. It's all going to come together. What I want to bring up before, really quick, Steve, was Did you notice the fourth line, after everything that happened in training camp, they wound up putting Brett Howden on the wing anyway and put Kevin Rooney at center, and they benched DiGiuseppe.
Mm-hmm.
Don't know about it. Rooney did get hurt in the
How
third.
How do you feel about that?
Well, if they were going to do that, then they should have had Howden on the wing more in training camp, because with Zibanejad being out with COVID, they kept rotating Howden and Morgan Barron, who's on the taxi squad, at center. And then come opening night, they move him to wing. So I don't know. It kind of came out of left field that you didn't read about it a lot. We didn't hear about it a lot. Rooney's not a bad hockey player. I like DiGiuseppe's game, and I think Howden's better at center than on wing. But if this keeps Howden in the lineup and things work out, now we have to see what Rooney's injury is. Right off the bat, after one game, you may be going to the taxi squad. I don't know. They're just going to have to wait and see. But I didn't know if it was – I don't want to say it was horrible or it was good. It was a surprise.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't – and I haven't even heard of it. As a matter of fact, when I looked at the lines at first, I didn't pay attention to it. I just saw Howden's name, and for some reason automatically thought, hey, there he is at center. But that didn't happen. So, you know, then I went back because someone tweeted it. What's up with the fourth line? I was like, oh, it's another on the fourth line. Oh, there you go. So things are going to come together. Another thing they were horrible tonight, though, Steve, is, again, faceoffs. They're only at 41%. Mm-hmm. And if you take away Zibanejad, it was even worse than that. So you've talked about
better.
This for years. Mika was 8 out of 15, 53%, which was good. Really good. You want to be 50% or better. The rest of the team was way under. So, and that goes again to Stroma having a good night. Hedo, I thought, was a little bad. I didn't get Hedo's numbers on the draws, but I thought he was all right. And I don't know how many draws Rooney took, and then he got hurt, and they were filling in. So, it just –
Hedo had
stuff,
a bad night with
plenty
the
to work on, but nothing to be
– Hedo had a
nothing to be down about. Hedo had a bad night?
Well, Hedo had a bad night with the face-off, so –
Let me see. Hedo, where are you?
He only won one. And I know him.
Yeah.
Now, he lost a lot, but I know he won one.
Yeah.
So,
he was
I don't know how many he lost.
That ain't good.
Nope.
No.
That's not going to get it done. Got to improve, man.
No.
Got to improve. But RP, we got, okay, because I know we got to wrap up. So let's see. Islanders, we got Jersey, Pittsburgh. Mm-hmm. Somebody. Oh, we'll have two more games. Islanders and Jersey, and we'll be back next. Actually, we'll have the post game next. Yeah, Tuesday coming up versus the Devils.
After the Devils,
that's right? Yeah. So, all right. Well, what are your final thoughts, man? I mean, it's good to see hockey back, right? Watching some
it.
Of these games.
In a nutshell, hockey's back. We're back to the ups and downs of being Ranger fans again. We hate losing to the Islanders. Lafreniere got that first game under his belt. Keandre got his first game under his belt. I don't think Shesterkin's going to be nervous every opening period. I do expect to see Gorgiev and Nett on Saturday. Not for any other reason that Quinn wants to get both goalies in. And last year, Gorgiev didn't lose to the Islanders. So he might have started him regardless of what happened tonight. We won't know that. But let's... just go on to the next one and learn from the loss.
Let's learn from the loss, man. You heard the man. Oh, Ranger Proud, any articles coming down the pipe, man? You want to – your final shout-out?
No, I had
you know,
a good – I had a real busy week
tomorrow.
This week. Yeah, I had a real busy week this week with both places I'm running with and all. So I have nothing on the forefront. I know I won't be able to write tomorrow because of my regular job. So let's see what happens on the weekend.
All right, cool, man. Ranger Proud on Twitter, man. Give him a shout on Twitter and Facebook, the page, man. A lot of good content and good dialogue with the Blue Shirt fans. The Rangers lose to the Islanders in the season opener. Of course, this episode on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, Stitcher, BleeBlueShow.com /podcast. We'll rebound, man. I'm not even tripping, man. I think we're going to be fine, man. I am really optimistic with this season, and I hope that's not a jinx. We'll see what happens on by the time we get
don't
Tuesday.
Don't jinx
us. It's
been too long.
Panic may set in. All right, shout out to RP, man. We're out. Sign out, too, ladies and gentlemen. Bleed blue.
Can you dig it? Can you dig it? Can you dig it?
bleep bloop, 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 bleep bloop.